2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, everybody, if you can read, say it loud. You can look at the screen, it's on the screen. What does it say? Shall we go? For we walk. Say it again. It's by faith. Faith here is understanding, revelation. Your revelation dictates how you walk with Him. When we talk of water baptism, people think they are doing me a favor if they come and baptize. I don't even have a certificate to give you if you baptize in this church. And you must not baptize in this church. The important thing is baptize correctly. And so many people hear about water baptism teaching that we teach, and some of them unnecessary arguments because of lack of understanding. But let me tell you, there is everything Jesus Christ, listen to what Jesus Christ said. He said, the time has come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in redeem, in choosing, in Catholic Church, in Assemblies of God, in Bride Assembly Church. Where will they worship Him? In spirit and in truth. The true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. He emphasized true worshippers, because the opposite of truth is false. So if there is true worshipper, then there is also false worshipper. The true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. And the false worshippers will worship the Father in the flesh, carnal, and in error. True, because the spirit of truth is in you. True, because you have realized your estate and you are looking for God truly. There are people that come to church not because they are thinking of life beyond here. Many of them, their thinking is just life, never beyond here, just within here. What I can get, na, my business, my finance, my healing, my deliverance. And unknown to you, there are better things ahead for us than this. There is eternal life. The major reason Christ went to the cross on Calvary is to give us eternal life, a life that we shall live eternally. It was lost in the Garden of Eden, but He has come to give it to us. Jesus is the tree of life. Praise God. The source of life. You come to Him, you come to life. Life eternal. So when we say water baptism, of course, there's a way error, lies, can be spoken for so long that it will be accepted as truth. And so, especially when this lie is being spoken by people that are respected, that are supposed to be authorities, what we call great men of God. And they confirm their greatness by the titles that they bear. Mighty, mighty titles. Reverend Doctor. A big title. General Overseer. Right, Reverend? Senior Reverend? Most Senior Apostle? Which title again? Archbishop? Eh? His Holiness? Hey, yeah? What about that one again? He should know all. He calls himself His Holiness. His grace. Wow. And He's full of grace. Praise God. And when I speak like this, idol worshippers get angry. Because you are speaking against their idol. But Jesus is my idol. He's the biggest idol. He's the most powerful idol. Amen. So if I speak against your idol, you too try to speak against my own idol. Hallelujah. Everybody here, you have received correct water baptism. Correct water baptism. If the baptism you are boasting of, your baptism that you are boasting of is the baptism you had in Mountain of Fire, in Redeem, in Catholic, in Anglican, in Baptist, in ERCC, Coquin, in where again? Deeper Life, where again? Sele, where again? Where again? Four Square, CAC, where again? Equa, Chusi, where again? I don't mention Seraphim now. Aladura. Where? Synagogue. And they do baptism there. Where again? Living Faith. Where again? Holy Waiting. Sabbath. Where again? All these ones I have mentioned, they baptize wrongly. If that is the baptism you are boasting of, you better go and correct it. Amen. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is not the vision you see. It's not the miracle signs and wonders. Anointing of the Holy Ghost is different from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Anointing of the Holy Ghost is for God to use you to glorify His name. And He can use even an animal. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost has to do with your soul. It is eternal life. But when you have the Holy Ghost also, the power will manifest. Therefore, Apostle Paul said, give diligence, Apostle Peter, to make your calling and election sure. In view of these things I have spoken now, is there anybody that is confused? You are from any of these churches, and then that is where you had your water baptism, and you want me to tell you why I say your church is wrong. Can you put up your hand? Where are you? Which church, ma'am?
It's my former church. I attend the God is Every Evangelical Mission at East.
In the East?
Yes, sir.
It's your former church. Where is your present church?
Mountain of Fire.
And I call Mountain of Fire now.
Yes, I heard what you say.
Okay, but you did not baptize Mountain of Fire. You baptized if God is Able.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what God is Able stands for. I don't know them. So I cannot therefore tell you they are wrong. I only say the one I know.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
But where you are, Mountain of Fire, they are wrong. Who again? Yes.
A minister by His grace.
You are a minister?
By grace, sir.
What type of ministry?
Evangelistic ministry, sir.
You are an evangelist?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. You are welcome.
Sir, with due respect, I want to know why you said the churches you mentioned, that their pattern of baptism is error.
Let me be very specific. Where did you baptize?
I've been baptized in this church some years ago when I came here.
Before here, you were never baptized.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm saying this for knowledge's sake.
Okay? No, not just for knowledge's sake. You were somewhere before you came here.
Yes, sir.
Where were you before?
I was a member of Watchman.
And you never baptized there?
Yes, sir.
Why were you not baptized there?
I don't know.
You don't know? They don't baptize there?
That's many years ago, before I came to Lagos.
Yeah, the many years ago, they were not baptizing there.
That's in the East. When I come to Lagos, sir.
In the East, they were not baptizing there.
Sir, when I come to Lagos, I got baptized. your teaching made me to be rebaptized in.
That's why I'm interested. I am interested in where you were baptized before you came here.
Okay, I was baptized in GMI Gospel Ministries International.
And you had my teaching,
yes,
and you rebaptized.
Yes, sir.
What did you hear that made you take a decision to rebaptize? Can you tell us?
Sir, and this is exactly what I want to confirm from the church today.
Are you saying you just entered the water without understanding why you were going there? After you have done it before,
sir,
you are going to do it again?
Sir, with respect, Daddy, you made us to understand that the one we were baptized with is error.
What made it an error?
You never explained that, Daddy.
And you didn't understand, and you still enter water.
That's what
so it means if you go to Sele, and they tell you the one you did in the Pentecostal church is wrong, without explanation, you will follow them and enter water. That means another church, if you go, they tell you that the one you did in Brother Assembly is wrong, you will follow them again and do their own. Evangelist.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not making a caricature of you. I want to wake you up. That's all I'm trying to do. I want to wake you up. That concerning the things of salvation, you don't joke over it. You don't assume it. You ensure it. Don't do anything until you understand. See, when I gave my life to Christ, I gave my life to Christ inside prison yard. Complete unbeliever from a Muslim family. Muslim dominated family. And we're a very large family. And I've always believed, in those days when we watch the Hosa and Co performing miracles and healing, I've always said, this boy is abracadabra. He said he has healing. Why they not go hospital? When they go hospital, see sick people now. Why did they do all the things they do? That's what I believed. I was in the military. So Jehovah Witness will be going to the houses. There I was living in Ikeja. If they come to my house and knock my house, and I see them say that I will go out and bring my pistol and chase them away. You are coming to spy my house so that you will come and rob after. That is the kind of person I am. And by nature, I am not a follow. I have to be convinced about anything I do. Then they will come and gather. They will come because we are prisoners. They think they will be prisoners now. We will be criminals. Meanwhile, the real criminals, they are in Abuja. Praise God. The real criminals, they are the big people you are seeing all around. Small. You don't see them jail anybody with thief billions. Then go, do. Then person with thief goat. Chop. They don't jail in 7 years. Then those with thief 10 billion, they will say, plea bargain. They go negotiate because the person where they negotiate with himself is a thief. Thief person. Let's negotiate. Anyway, that's by the way, that's the condition we find ourselves. And they are bringing that inside prison yard. And they don't know that the truth is that when we are inside prison, that's when our head becomes normal. That is when we begin to think. Because begin to think of life now. Nothing they worry you again. Because men picking and they feed you every time. So nothing to run around for again. Nobody they ask you for money. Nobody they remind you school fees. Nobody just you are just there. Then they feed us. Where? No pay NEPA bill. No pay house rent. So we think very well. Now only the place where they sleep not too good. Sharp head. It's okay. With the manager. During fellowship. They'll come and preach 1 2-by-4 sermon and say, give your life to Christ. Because all of us are criminal now. So everybody should go and give his life to Christ. I don't know how many times they give our life to Christ. Because the service there is every day. Every day somebody will come and give your life. Anyway, they will come to me. When people are going to the altar, they will come to me. Go now, brother, go. I will turn and look at, I said, not by force. I should go where? Say, give your life to Christ. I say, you have not said anything there that has convinced me. They will look at me. Kai, this one is serious. Real criminal, I am this. Because of the way I speak to them. Because you don't force me to go and give my life to Christ now. Talk. If you, what you're saying is reasonable, I will reason with you. But one day, from Foursquare that day, I can never forget, the man came and presented salvation from Foursquare. And God used it and opened my eye. Hallelujah. And that's why my favorite song is such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love. Thou God to love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love. I began to look backward and I saw that while I was yet a sinner, he loved me and paid the price on the cross on Calvary. And he has been waiting for me to come. I was at the altar because I was convinced. And I started reading the Bible inside the prison yard. And I came across a scripture that says, these signs shall follow them that believe. I jump up from my bed. So there is evidence to show who is a believer. Among other things, he said, they shall lay hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. Isaiah prison, yeah, the Koyi prison. Sick people everywhere. I said, this one now, I don't go far. Let me go and find out. Every sick person, I will look for them. You are sick. The Bible says, but if I lay hand on you as a believer, you will be healed. You hear? He said, I started practicing. And to the glory of God, because God wants to confirm everyone I prayed for received healing. Amen. And before I left the prison yard, I spent 2 years there. The last 6 months, I became the pastor of the church in that prison yard. And including waters, mighty revival was taking place because I was not preaching denominational doctrines. I was preaching Bible Christianity. And when you preach the word, God confirms the word with signs and wonders. Testimonies following. Listen, brother. Praise the Lord. Not only you, I'm talking to any other person. Sometimes we go for water baptism so that our problem will go. If that is the reason you are missing it, that problem will never go. You go to enter that water because of a revelation you have about what happened on the cross. And when you cast that revelation, he said, upon that rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. Because trials and temptations will come your way. And I faced them when I left the prison. I could not have food to eat. I could not put fuel in my car. I could not. Frustration. I could not take care of my family. All the people I depended on turned their back against me. Frustration galore. And I was on. When I was in the military, I was on. At the age of 26, I was already a flight lieutenant, a captain equivalent. And not only that, I was their finance officer. I was in charge of money. In Nigeria, you can imagine what was going on. So I was rich, not from my salary. And they didn't land me for prison with that. They sold that senate. Listen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I rose to become the pastor of that church. The waters, revival that was going on inside the prison yard, under my ministry. Waters, when they fall sick, they bring their family to me. My own family outside, when they're sick, they rush to me in the prison to pray for them. And God was confirming his word. Now, but see where I am going. When I gave my life to Christ, I started reading the Bible and questions began to come to me. I said, but When did Christianity break into Baptist, Redeemed, Catholic, and this? Because I couldn't see it in the Bible. And when you begin to ask questions like that, he who seeks will find. There is a history that reduced the church to what it is today. Everything happening was a prophecy being fulfilled. And I told the Lord, you know my heart. I have decided to serve you. I have decided to serve you. And I will soon be released there because I expected to be released any minute, any moment. Every day I wake up, I'm expecting a letter from the military headquarters, Air Force headquarters, for my release. All of us involved, I was the only one they held. I know we said we chop the money, we were only attempting. The one we chop, they don't see him. And this particular one. And this is a man that was so connected up to the president level. And the president could not release me. And my Oga was the one that was my godfather, and everybody knew he was my godfather. So they say it is father and Peking, and truly, praise the Lord. When I left the military, he sent his ADC to me. When I left the prison, why have not come to see him? That I'm still angry with him, Abby? And I sent the ADC to tell him, I said, tell Oga, now time I no get. I'll go and look for him. He said, how can I be angry with him when God used him to make me get eternal life? How can I be angry with him? Tell him, I am now a Christian. Hallelujah. And he's still a Muslim till today. I am a Christian. I'm not angry with him. And so, I said, I will be released anytime. Father, I know one of these denominations come here, one of them will be right. If you allow me to follow the wrong one when I come out and I enter hell, when we reach hell, I will say, now you carry me, go there. I said, please show me the right way. You don't show me the right way. Not be this one. If you say you show me the correct one, I will not follow. That was my prayer. I did that. I got desperate and I took a 3 days dry fasting, no food, no water. Asking that only, I want to follow the truth. I want to serve you. See, genuinely, truthfully. And God, shortly after, a group came into the prison. And they introduced the ministry of William Branham. And it was through the sermons that William Branham preached, who died in 1965. But the message is going on, calling the church to come out of error back to Bible Christianity. And through those messages, I now knew the source and the reason and it, for all this denominational setup. It is all an antichrist move. It is a product of the spirit of error. That the Bible prophesied, teaching, he said, before the coming of the Lord, he said, they shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Apostle Paul said, before Christ will come, there will come a falling away first. But unknown to us, God knew this will happen. He also provided for the ministry of restoration to restore the fallen church back to Bible Christianity. And we have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Eyes of understanding, we are so good of at last, as we victory is our land, we are chained down in the past, through jubilee of Sunday, and we have responded to our God, who's original. The original life. The original life. said, we are called unto adoption. Full authority above. Sleep is next, we wake and join us. For translation in this time. Gentle days soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. Whose original life. Another stanza in that song says, we are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say, and our names are seen with thee, redeemed and perfect with our sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. Oh, whose original life. Hallelujah. The original life. The original sin. The original one, this one I believe, the Son of Man, is revealed, the seven seals to be unveiled, the original life, the original seal.
Now, you know why I sing this song? Now, Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1 says, if any man preaches any other gospel, even if an angel comes to preach any other gospel, or they themselves come again to preach any other gospel, contrary to what they have preached, he said, let that person be what? Accursed. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Ephesians chapter 2 says so. Now, if you catch the impact of this statement without going into details, the apostles we are told to baptize. First and foremost, baptize means to be immersed. And then, why baptism is the ordinance given to show that you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, was resurrected for your justification. You believe it, then he left the ordinance to demonstrate it. You repent, that is the death with him. You are buried. And when somebody is buried, they don't sprinkle him with the sand. Water baptism is not water, sprinkling water. They bury the person. As he resurrected, he gave us the hope of resurrection. We come out. While you believe that, heaven will open and you receive the Holy Ghost. Your sin is washed away. That ordinance was given to the disciples. Go in Matthew 28 verse 19 and preach the gospel to the whole world. And baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. He says, and if they are to baptize in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost, the apostles went, Peter baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every baptism in the New Testament was in the name of the Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul said, whatever we do in word and deed, we should do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. If Peter baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, when the Lord Jesus told him to go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Apostle Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you are rightly dividing the word of truth, you believe that scripture, all scripture is written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and that scripture cannot contradict themselves. That simply means that name, Jesus, is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Pure and simple. If anybody says in obedience to that commandment, takes you inside the water, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put you inside that water and brings you out like it's done in those churches, he has not obeyed the commandment. He has only repeated the statement. We are to obey the commandment. Hallelujah. You must have proper interpretation of the word of God. Nobody's name is father, but every father has a name. Every son has a name. If you are to baptize in the name of the Son of God, it's expected that you know it, you will baptize in the name of Jesus. And according to the Bible, the name of the Father is Jesus. And because He is serving the world through his son, a man, Jesus. He placed his name there, according to the Bible. And the son told us that he came in the name of his father. The son again told us that the Holy Ghost is coming in his name. Therefore, the name of the father is Jesus. The name of the son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Because Jesus means Jehovah saves. That's the meaning of Yeshua. I think that should summarize why those churches are wrong. Baptizing Father, Son, Holy Ghost. God bless you. Thank you. In the light of what I've spoken now, any other person? Who? Go, give me microphone.
Pastor, please, I want to ask a question. And I believe in your teachings concerning the mystery of godliness and who Jesus Christ is, but in Psalm 110 verse 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand side until I make your enemies your footstool." It looks as if there are two entities speaking in that verse. And it looks as if there are two personalities.
Listen, as a sister that was in my church office moments ago, there's a sister that came from the east. You are the one. Eh? Yeah, I think she's the one. Did you hear his question?
Yes, sir.
You were telling me something similar like that. That you went, is it your pastor or who was the one telling you? Your church? About Trinity.
Yes, sir.
What was the question they were asking you?
You see that if I say that is in you, that is not three, that there is nothing like Trinity, then during baptism, God appeared because he was the one that spoke. Then Holy Ghost appeared as a dove and Jesus Christ is in the water. So there are three there. He's not so he believed that there is Trinity. Because God is there, Holy Ghost is there, and Jesus is there.
Come, brother, come. Father, Son, come. Holy Ghost, come now. Stand. Stand here first. Praise God. Three persons are in one God. They will always tell you they cannot explain how these three persons become one. It's a mystery. It's a mystery because you are wrong. This is a person. This is a person. It's a personality. He has a name. He has everything. Height. Everything. Color. Same thing for you. Same thing for you. Three personalities. Praise the Lord. Because we can see them, we can feel them. We can see them, we can feel them. They are three persons. Now, but God is not a person. He is a spirit. And because he's a spirit, he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Now, let me say it. Praise the Lord. Now. Is it possible that God is here now and a program is going on in Tuesday? He's there also. Eh? And while a program is going on here, going on in Tuesday, that another evangelist is preaching in his name at Aspanda Market. Is it possible he's there? On Sunday, every church is gathering in his name. Is it possible that that one God is in all those churches all within that time? Is it possible? Does that make him, because he is here and there, three, four, five different personalities? No, because he is a spirit and he is omnipresent. Therefore, the same God was above speaking with a voice, coming in a dove, hallelujah, hallelujah, and making his presence known there. That does not make him three. It is the same God above as our Father, in us as the Holy Ghost, in his Son as the Son of God for the purpose of redemption. It's the same one God, not three different personalities. And he has one name, and his name is Jesus. God bless you. Trinity, go. No Trinity. All of you, Trinity. Scatter Trinity. He's not three personalities. Not one God in three persons, but one God in three offices. For the purpose of our redemption. It's for his work of grace. Is that clear, sir? Eh? Any other person? Who again? Yes?
Praise God. Actually, I want to chip in something because she said something about the Trinity.
Yes.
Now, in the times of John the Baptist, Jesus was the one standing there. Him himself covers the three persons, which is one God, which is Jesus Christ himself. And also, there are some names of some churches you called that their baptism is wrong. That is if they baptize with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Oh, I told you I don't say what I don't know. I confirm something because I know I'm facing the whole world. So it would be stupid of me to repeat what somebody said without confirmation. And I have read where Adeboye said. You see, and all these things I speak, because I know I can be challenged, I have copies of all the books where they wrote them. Adeboye said, if you see among the churches that you should run away from, include those who baptize only in the name of Jesus, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
I am not a member of Adeboye Church.
No, I'm only telling you the person speaking is speaking authoritatively. Thank you.
I shouldn't say anything much.
Well, if you have more, I was just answering that part.
Okay. So, I am a member of an Assemblies of God member.
Yes. And they baptize wrongly.
They baptize in the name of Jesus, not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want to just make it clear. Jesus himself have come to pay the price.
Sorry.
And he said on the mention of that name, Jesus, that every new must bow.
I'm sorry.
That's it.
I'm sorry. Then I may have to go and recheck from what I know of. Please. Is there any other Assemblies of God member that can corroborate what she's saying here? You were there before, how you were baptized before? Who? Be sincere. Maybe I will have to go and reconfirm what I saw, what I read, what I heard. Yes?
Amen. So I was baptized in Assemblies of God Church in the year 1993, and it was done in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Maybe she baptized differently. If you baptize in the name of Jesus, it's not the doctrine of Assemblies of God. The person baptized you by revelation of the truth. You are correct, but not as a doctrine of Assemblies of God Church. Assemblies of God Church is a doctrine. In fact, they are the first Trinitarian Pentecostal denomination in the history of Pentecostalism from 1906. We know what we are talking about. They are the first Pentecostal church that denominated, and they are known for that. The history book says it. Thank you very much, Assemblies of God. And the important thing is, may we all remain rapturable. I say, very soon, this Jesus will come to take his own home. And the important thing there is that the Bible in Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, without the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. The reason we give so much emphasis to water baptism is because we know it is tied to your deliverance. Because the Bible tells us in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 12, that we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. And that when you come to Christ, Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that you come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And that that blood cannot speak for you if you are not under that blood. And the only way to be under that blood, this is what is given there. It is that you must come. That ordinance is given. That ordinance brings you under that blood. And it is not, it's dangerous to assume. I preach a message that I titled Salvation by Assumption. We are the parents of Jesus. They thought Jesus was with them in their journey. And only to discover that Jesus was not with them. It took 3 days' journey to locate him again. Because they assumed he was with them. And I preached another message again about the due order. That King David was bringing the ark back to Israel. And a 30,000 strong revival. While the revival was going on, they were dancing and mighty revival was going on. God was angry with them. Why? Because they did not carry the ark according to the due order. Instead of the ark to be carried by the Levites as the law stipulates, they put it in an ark and beautified it and put animal to be dragging the ark of the covenant. And God did not ordain the gospel to be held by animals. Therefore, God was angry with them. No matter, therefore, the size of your ministry does not determine that you are right with God. The standard for judgment is the word of God, not the size, not the signs happening. God bless you. May we stand up. Stand up. And may God open our eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus.